Mics are turned off. What are they doing with their lives? Here we go. Why? Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We started off with City Pop Classic Yasuha's Fly Day Chinatown, and we have three guests fly daying in here. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm DJ Speed Racer.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know what to pick for my DJ name. Should I keep it the same?
Do what you want.
I believe last time it was DJ Funky Sauce. I think I'll keep it.
Right.
I think I'll keep it.
I thought it was socks.
No, it was always sauce like you eat.
Well, what if you eat a sock?
Then you're just Roger.
That's what I was gonna say.
Roger's my poodle, and he hoards and. He doesn't eat them. I don't know if he's actually a fan of eating. He's the one dog we've ever met that, like, actually we have to make him eat. And
he's just not a hungry boy.
Yeah, he needs to be more of a hungry boy.
He's watching his figure.
We actually have to worry about him being too thin.
No.
We'll feel his, like, little spine, and I'm like, no, Roger, don't. He likes cuddling. He thinks cuddling is his food source.
That's okay. I feel like that could work.
In doses.
In doses.
He's still gonna die.
Well, if it's his food source, then, like, he'd get the energy he needs from it. Like, photosynthesis.
Do you think cuddling. There's, like, cuddle vitamins, then?
I mean, I'm sure it releases, like, dopamine, which is, like, good for you, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, there are professional cuddlers out there.
True.
But it won't save starvation.
Have you tried it?
Have you tried it?
Cuddle. Also.
Like, is do you need, like, vitamin nuzzle or something, though?
Oh.
Aww.
Or, like...
Ye olde vitamin N.
Yum. vitamin caress. Stop.
There already is a vitamin C, though. Wait, is there a vitamin for every letter of the alphabet?
No.
They really need to work on that.
I agree with you, actually. I would actually, like, take my vitamins if I knew I was getting all 26 letters.
I want to take vitamin X.
Spooky.
Oh.
Yeah, right? I think that gives you superpowers. So cool.
I feel like vitamin Q would, like, really hit you hard.
Isn't there a Q? I thought there was a Q already.
Is there?
Wait. No, I swear.
Is vitamin Z zinc?
No.
No. Actually, yes. No, but I am
now.
Yes.
We have a licensed medical professional
no.
here to tell us.
Yeah. Wait, what was the vitamin I was looking up again?
Q?
Q. Yeah, vitamin Q. Let's look it up. Oh, yeah, Q10. Coenzyme Q10.
Huh.
My mom takes that, I think.
Turnip.
Is there a vitamin turnip?
Turnip?
Is there vitamin
turnip?
Vitamin T? Is it like testosterone?
Yeah. I think that's it. I think we'll put you.
I don't know any of this.
But does that even count as a vitamin?
No, because
it's a hormone. It's not a vitamin.
I mean,
we can pretend.
Zinc is an element, so how could it be a vitamin?
Look, the idea of vitamins is already, like, people debate it all the time. Mm. Because the guy who made it up was this eccentric, like, millionaire who made his, like, money off of something else. And then came around in the 70s and went, I believe vitamins are good for you. And we just went with it.
I mean, you know it's going to be kind of sketchy when the story starts with the guy who made it up.
We're in the process of making
the guy
it
who
up.
Invented vitamins.
Yeah. I will say that, like, always on the back, it's kind of like, it's not to cure any specific disease or anything. It's supposed to allegedly make you healthier.
Just to allegedly. Fortify.
Yeah.
Essential
fortify
oils.
Your body.
Oh, God. I have a coworker who actually, like, believes in that.
Like, hardcore.
Wait, like, just, the benefit of using essential oils, like, in addition to vaccines or, like, swapping them?
I'm just trying to figure that out. But, like...
Oh, no. That doesn't sound very promising.
Well, some people use it as, like, supplements, not just instead of vaccines. Like, that's as vitamins.
That's what I think it is. But, I mean, also, I don't think essential oil... Like, they haven't... I don't think they've been classically proven for the most part, right?
To do anything at all.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe, like...
Probably not.
Lavender is, like, known to, like, make people
like
calm,
soothe.
But...
Yeah.
I don't think any of the other ones are really... that essential.
Yeah. By the way,
non-essential.
Quick disclaimer, the Swolecast, none of us here are doctors.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, not and we're not close. Gonna even try.
Actually, my name is Dr. Speed Racer.
I'm Dr. Tolstoy.
Like, DJ Funky Sauce, myself. DMD. Wait, no, that's a dentist, right?
No, what? That's DD. No.
DMD?
D&D.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tolstoy, D&D. I've played two classes now.
Zero.
Well, my mom's the DM, so she said you can't
stop.
Win.
No.
I was not ready for that. Anyway.
Wait, you never introduced your DJ
name? Oh, yeah.
I'm the last, the third one. I'm DJ Ginger Artemis. Because I got red hair, and my name
You're
is
Artemis.
Greek.
Are you a doctor?
Oh, God, no.
Can you be like
Please
a...
never give me
you
that
can be an, You can be an RN.
But RNs need to get, like, classes and stuff, or not...
like a fake just, RN.
Like, you can't just roll up and be like, I'm RN.
Because guess what I did yesterday.
No, just like a hi, my name is sticker. My name is RN.
That's the whole thing.
What did you do over spring break? Oh, I got my medical license. No big deal.
Wait, how? No, I'm an RN. That's it. That's
I got my name. So. I got my name legally changed to Doctor at the beginning. Oh so God,
stop.
I want to find. Wait, could a you case name your kid Doctor?
Yeah. Because like yeah, I know there are like you. Limitations yeah. on what you can name your children.
I think you can name them Doctor. It so, would just be confusing to like
doctor,
everyone else.
Doctor, doctor. What if your last name's also Doctor? Doctor.
Stop. Like some countries are much more restrictive with yeah. what names you can have. Like I know there's one somewhere in Europe that like you can't have the same name as like some of the like royal official people.
There are two. Oh, right. It's all in Scandinavia. I think that's yeah. Finland. Finland you can't I think
that sounds about right.
Yeah. I think Netherlands you have to like yeah. both of them you have to like apply for your baby name.
Mm,
you
right.
gotta know in advance like we're yeah. gonna name
that
your
that way
kid.
You can't they can like say no if you want to name your kid hashtag. They can be like, that's not good for the baby.
Yeah. Though in the U.S. we have that too, though. Like some parents tried to like name their kid Lucifer, and they were like, "No."
Why? But like, what prompted that decision?
It was
like, that's my biggest.
I mean,
question.
That's at least a legitimate name. Like, I'd be more concerned about the people that were like trying to put numbers in their kids' names, or like Ladasha, because that's a Ladasha. Little bit.
Oh, or yeah. It's literally A B C.
Yeah, that's
just,
the
like,
real
I don't
one.
I get it. Why would you want? Never mind.
Unique.
So the Lucifer one no. was on the grounds of the judge thought that like the kid would have like a much harder life mm. and would experience like emotional distress over oh, yeah. being named of the after the Prince of yeah. Darkness.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
I think they should be a little more like attentive to that.
I don't know exactly the reason why the parents did it. So, like, I can't... Yeah. Sometimes I feel like they're just trying to get a rise out of people. Mm. Yeah. You know? So it's like eating the chem homework. Yeah, exactly. like, eating the chem homework.
Yeah.
Wait, can you explain how that relates?
Well, like, he's trying to see how far he can go, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, let me just eat the homework and see what the teacher does.
Yeah. You could have easily just torn it up, but right. no, you ate it.
Well, then there's no evidence. Because then, you know, he could have put it back together and been like, look, you still didn't do it, but...
You could just say your dog ate it. I don't think anyone's going to do, like, a frisk search of you.
Yeah,
like,
we do have a forensic science class at Medford High.
He could have just left it in his folder,
though. One time, I had a hamster that loved to chew things, and it did, like, chew up my homework a little bit, and I had to bring it to class because my teacher didn't believe me, and I was like, no, I swear.
Wait, how did your homework get into its...
We, like, let it run around on the table, and it was, like, I think it was just, like, ooh, there's a thing I can
tasty.
Chew. And I was
yeah.
like, no!
Delicious.
That's fine!
When my mom, like, when she was little, she had to go to the teacher because her brother threw up on her homework.
Oh,
and
gosh.
The teacher wouldn't believe her. And she had her mom come in and be like, no, her little brother did throw up.
Did they keep the homework, though?
Anna.
I don't know, like, it's evidence.
They bring it in, like, you don't know. It out.
That sounds like a biohazard.
I mean, it like, truly does. I'm
nowadays
glad they
you could,
did it. I was just wondering.
Nowadays, you could just take a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I mean, it
still
wasn't
gross.
That long ago. They had cameras.
But, like,
are you going
to
go to CVS?
To get it developed. Like, a week later, look, give me the assignment back.
I got here my disposable camera. I got these photos developed specifically.
Yes. Give me that credit.
Credit.
Give me the credit.
Oh, my God. You know what? On some level, I can appreciate that.
Yeah, that's commitment.
I'd do that.
You would?
I do that.
Haha. I do that.
That's perfect. That was too good.
Excellent rendition.
Right. All right. We should probably. Are we gonna put on some music?
Yeah.
And
let's do it.
We're gonna do that. Yeah.
We're gonna make that happen.
We're gonna make
let's
it happen.
Go. It's for your show. DJ Speed Racer.
Hell yeah.
Do the theme song now.
Newt. All right, so I hope you guys... Technically, this is just says, like, the first pair of songs in general, because I did Mellow Max's playlist to ID the other one, but first was Metric of the Day with Empty from their album Live It Out. Very good song. It's, like, the longest on the album, but it's fine.
It's a trip, and, like, the best kind. It's like a vacation.
It's true, but it's like a punk vacation where you may or may not feel like... You might gotten like pushed into the mosh pit, but it's fine.
Yeah, like everyone's fine. No bones were broken.
It feels like we know of. The type of song that you would hear in like a soundtrack, but like at kind of the beginning of like a beach movie when they're like in the car driving or something, you know?
Like, I would think like relaxing. Spring Breakers.
Yeah, yeah. Trekking through the mountains. Like, there's no one's on the road for that, no?
I wouldn't say
maybe they're going to Canada.
I was thinking mountains.
Oh.
That's what it looked like when I was driving to Canada.
Mountains.
Canada?
Mountains, yeah.
Yeah.
Canada.
Did you see any moose when you were in Canada?
I didn't, and I really want to see moose at some point in my life.
Apparently they're not as common as they're made out to be.
Really?
Yeah.
They also populate the U.S. too on the border. Mm-hmm. Like my friend has this story about when she was like little, like she lived in the forest, and one time she just came out into the garden and there was just like a giant moose.
Oh my god!
Like chomping on her mom's garden. It was insane.
Wait, where does she live?
Spokane, Washington.
Oh, okay.
So close-ish. It's like I think a 3 or 4 hour drive. To the border.
Have you guys seen that like post on the internet about that person who like texted their neighbor but they like sent the wrong number, like, oh, can I use your pool because there's a moose in mine?
And then insane.
Yeah, but it was a wrong number, so they were like, oh, can I have a picture, and they sent it and it was literally a moose just like in the pool. But
let
he like
off.
I don't know, he like broke one of the sides of it or something. Oh my gosh,
can moose swim?
Yes,
I think so. Yeah.
They're terrifying that way. They're
they can like, do so anything. Big. Moose can fly. So moose can burrow.
Yeah, moose they dig with their antlers.
Mm-hmm.
What else can they do, Hannah?
Moose anything. Can shrink.
When they're babies.
Or what are they, stands? Organism.
Yes. Moose are stands, 2019. Yeah. Let the people know the truth.
Ah, it's Birds Area are 51.
Yeah. Birds are replaced by robots.
That whole thing has been the best trip.
Like, the Area 51 so memes? Funny. I love it.
How are y'all
it?
Getting into Area 51? I'm Naruto running.
Oh my gosh. I love how, like, they I'm actually put in. Out, like, a PSA about, like, Naruto running or something. They're you like, we are going to shoot people. I'm like, oh, and I, oop.
There's pictures. Of, did you ever see those, Liz? Like,
which ones?
Of someone took photos of someone, like, explaining the whole
Yeah.
That is the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
I saw this TikTok where they, like, zoomed in on the map.
TikTok.
Oh, my gosh. Shut up. Where they zoomed in on Area 51 and, like, zoomed in because there's a building literally labeled cafeteria. And they were like, we all right?
That's where we're headed.
Meet me at the Area 51 cafeteria.
I feel like they, like, missed the chance to call it, like, a mess hall.
Mm. Oh, they should have.
You know?
You're right. Cooler.
It is so much cooler.
So much cooler.
Very military mess hall.
Mess hall.
Yeah.
Like a camp.
I mean, it's fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, y'all heard about the, like, airline that doesn't exist that goes out of, like, the Las Vegas airport?
No.
Wait, the airline that doesn't exist?
Yes.
Expose them right now.
Is it for, like, secret military
reasons?
Give
us the tea.
So, that is what people think, because it's a government plane, they have a government registry, but, you know, there are flight patterns of these planes that are unmarked, and people go into them. And then they leave, and the radar, like, there's nothing on the flight registry. But, of course, if you visually see it, things are flying out of the airport that aren't accounted for.
Could you call them unidentified flying objects?
Stop.
Whoa.
And so then they fly out, and the radar catches them until a certain point, and then they disappear off the radar.
Wait, that's really freaky.
And they're flying towards, like, Area 51.
Yeah,
so wow,
I'm sure that they're marked to a certain degree, like somewhere as being like you know, just like, oh, the military planes, we just don't talk about that. Like,
that's exactly the case.
They probably have their own like section of the runway, because if they interfered with like normal flight, I think people would be more concerned or so like notice it.
Not much of a problem, because often like people will just see people flying in and out.
True.
And like runways are just more like roads. Like they're just like, okay, all you have to do is make sure no one's cutting each other off while trying to go like 168 like kilometers an hour.
Imagine if like the plane stopped and you were in the middle of the runway and then you had to like walk all the way back to the airport. That would suck.
I mean, people do that like generally, like, you know, when like politicians get like let off and have like a reception.
But that's not on the runway. That's on the tarmac. That's like closer to the airport.
That's true.
I'm not talking about like on the runway, like on the big strip, like really far away.
Yeah, no, that would be like a really bad situation. Yeah. Like it's like, oh god,
they probably bring over the little golf carts and take you in like 4x4, you know.
Whoa.
Some of them. I'm guessing like if you waited for them, yeah, but I'm guessing also people would just be like, let's start
walking.
If you
Naruto run, you can go 3 times faster.
Is that even true?
Yes.
We're doctors, remember?
It's true. Naruto running.
The runways, when they get crowded, I like to play music. I literally time it to when we're gonna take off.
That's incredible.
And I would do this thing where I was waiting. I was trying to go back from the Midwest, and I would play a song, and we just spent so long waiting for other planes on the runway. I just backed it up like 10 times. Like,
same here. I have placeholder music because sometimes figured out because there's like. Because I like to do hype music. I have two.
Yes, you have the hype.
Yeah, hang on. I'm going to play, like, next I'm going to play the two songs that always play.
I've always really wanted, because I've done, like, so many trips to Arizona. I've always really wanted to do one. Like, the next time I go to Arizona, I know I'm just going to listen to The Fall by Gorillaz, like, the whole time on the flight. Because it's such, like, a Midwest travel album. But, like, I'm not going anytime soon. But, like...
when I was studying abroad, I think I was going back to the U.S. and some guy goes, oh, is this your first time on a flight? And I was like, excuse me.
How do you think I got to
so
Ireland?
Right? Obviously he doesn't know, but right. I was so mad.
Sir?
I was like, what gave that impression off?
Who do you think I am?
When I was younger,
so I'm out of the country.
When I was younger, I would just listen to like the same song over and over on like airplanes or long car rides. And like I spent an entire like flight listening to Drops of Jupiter, and I think it like messed me up a little bit. But I've also spent a like 2-hour car ride listening to Get Your Head in the Game from High School Musical. So there's also that.
How can you listen to the same one over? Like I can do twice in a row. Yeah, but, same. Like, I can't do beyond 3 times or I'll never want to hear the song again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm, like, the exact opposite. It depends on the song, but, like, I can definitely do, like, 5 or 6 times.
Wow.
Or more.
That's, like, a talent.
I would cry.
Like, I can do albums because, like, I just leave a CD in my car for, like, 2 months. But, like, one song, I don't know.
No, I can do it.
So you know that show, the Netflix show, The End of the World?
Yeah.
The End of the
like,
world.
Isn't it, didn't it have like that one CD and it only had one song on it?
Yeah, they just played it over and over.
I thought so.
And then it was fun, and then they were like just sitting in the car, like, oh,
kill me.
Wait, what'd you think of that show? Because I knew about the graphic novel like before it became like a Netflix adaptation.
Oh, I didn't know it was a graphic novel.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
And it kind of, the summary always freaked me out, so I never read it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, is it good?
It's one of my favorite Netflix shows, definitely.
I liked it, but I also felt that it was very... Like, I felt like it hit a lot of, like, popular tropes.
Okay.
At least in, like, the characters. Like, I found myself liking it at the beginning, but I think by the end, I was kind of, like, done with the characters.
I kind of liked the characters more as time went on.
Yeah.
Like, at first, I really didn't like the dude. Forget his name.
Oh, really?
James.
Oh, the sociopath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he actually is like, I just have there's a lot of trauma that unpacked there.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because you uncover more about his past.
I found him...
He grows a lot as a character.
I found him more palatable than the girl.
I loved Alyssa. I also... My college friends and I quote that show, and it's been like 2 years.
Yeah.
We just keep saying it. I really liked it, so...
Yeah. I don't think it's gonna get a sequel though, right?
Oh, right.
Wait,
it's not? I feel like it needs one, right?
Would it? I mean,
well, did it finish the book?
I
don't know what the book,
because the book's a one shot.
Yeah.
So if they adapted the whole book, then they'd have to do original content, and you know how well
that can be a trick.
Like, what Game of Thrones, the best creative outlet.
I already rented to all of you. You are my queen.
I mean, I don't want to say like the big spoiler at the end, just you know, because
for all our listeners.
Yeah,
I will grant that. Wait, did you? This is literally only going to be for Hannah, but it's fine. Okay. Did you watch the second season of Kakegurui?
No, but I finished the first season. That's what I'm
going to say. So, you know, the girl, you know, the girl was just very good that I showed you the gif
of. Yeah.
She's anime only. They just made her up.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you're glad that they did that.
Oh, my God. No, it's like, I'd say like top three parts of like the whole show, and I actually don't know what part of the three it is.
Yeah,
the other one getting the big gay moment of like,
oh, Sayaka.
Yeah, no, she gets the big gay.
I love Sayaka, guys. She has a taser. She whipped it out. I was like, that's me right there.
Don't touch me.
No, I think that it's more of a worry of what she's gonna do to other people than what anyone's gonna do to her. I swear to God.
I would not know.
If she knows how to use her taser with appropriately, you know.
Sure.
He deserved
that
it.
Sounds
convincing. He had it coming. No, if you saw it, you would hate him too.
Tasers, no, it's true.
Probably.
Tasers are electric, right?
Yeah.
So if you like tasered a block of cheese, would it just like get cooked?
Yeah, it would melt, I think. Because it's heat too.
Probably wouldn't taste too good.
Would it just maybe taste it tastes like Velveeta.
Speaking of cheese, I found Gouda baby bells at the store today.
Oh,
and I'm very excited to try them because, like,
that's
Gouda,
your you know, realm.
It's just so good.
We bonded over that in elementary school.
Good. What cheese?
Yeah, baby bells.
Oh my God, yes.
What cheese? Yes. I mean, yeah, that works too.
Do you guys want to hear something really gross about baby bells?
Oh, I guess.
I mean, I've never had them, so yeah,
we really have a choice.
Is it about the wax?
Anyway.
No, it's actually a little worse.
Oh no.
Yes.
So I want to tell you a story. So we remodeled our kitchen this past year, and so we got a new fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so what my dad and I have been doing is instead of like throwing away the fridge, we've like just moved it out into our front porch and are now using it as basically glorified soda fridge.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah, but it's also kind of weird because it's like fridge. It's, but anyway.
It's just like, well, a lot of people have like basement or like garage freezers and fridges for like soda and meat.
Yeah,
much.
That's true. I've seen that, but like on your porch.
That's not as common.
Yeah, it's a little different.
I actually just saw a post about, I forget which country it was in, but like it was in a third world country, and some rich guy just bought and installed a fridge to put like food in for like homeless kids to just go and eat and like not have to beg.
That's very good.
That's very good.
That's awesome. He should like,
wouldn't really apply in Medford, but you know.
He should like keep doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's installed, like it's there.
Yeah. He should like install more. It's good.
Yeah.
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 But anyway.
So funny you should say that. So, the thing is that a little context. We haven't bought Baby Bell since I was like in high school.
Oh no.
No.
Like, I don't know when we bought Baby Bells.
See, I thought this was going to be like a gross story about like the manufacturing or something, but this is better.
This, yeah. Yes. And so stuck below, like, you know, like the, you know, like those drawers where you like store vegetables.
Yeah.
Stuck under them is like a baby, an unwrapped baby bell.
How did it?
No, not unwrapped, wrapped baby bell. And it's like, I think like it's like white cheddar flavored, which
gross.
I know is not in production anymore.
Yeah, no, they are.
No, they are. Okay,
the black
fine.
Ones, right?
White ones. They might have changed their color.
Oh, no. I did look at the different flavors at the grocery store today. That's why I remember this. But I believe the white cheddar ones were black.
Okay, what were the white ones?
I didn't see any, so they must have changed it. Because the, I think the, like, low-fat ones.
Wait, we should look up when they changed
like, I'll look it up. I think the low-fat ones were, like, the blue.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a full-fat cheese when we got it.
Nice.
No.
So what is it now?
How did that not impede opening the drawer?
No, it's not opening. It's stuck under.
No, but how did that not make it difficult to open the drawer?
Was it just opening squished? It doesn't matter because it must have fallen behind the fridge and then just kind of like slid down.
It has a mind of its own.
Yeah.
And let's just try to get out.
And no one's moved it. And I don't think anyone should.
Is it gonna move itself though?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Wait, that reminds me. Do you guys know the Netflix show Love, Death, and Robots?
Yeah,
I never saw that episode about sentient yogurt that like rules the world, and it reminds me.
I didn't get to that one.
It's really funny.
That's actually what they're biding their time.
Now it's just sentient Baby Bell.
Yeah, the white cheddar used to be like a whitish cream color. It seems. I can't find like a date, but according to Google Images, it's popping up with plenty of white wrapped Baby Bells like this.
Yes, that's it. That's literally under the drawer.
But now they look like this, black wrapper.
Oh God, it's now a different color.
It's now vintage.
That's how long it's
you could sell it.
It's now a collectible.
Someone probably.
Let's see.
Yeah, literally though. The world.
There's got to be like a Wikipedia page about this because like. There's like a Mountain Dew Wikipedia, like.
Wait, like a whole Wikipedia?
Like a
wiki?
Whole wiki.
Oh my gosh, like, that's Jesus amazing. Christ.
I've looked it up before because I was like. Okay, here, white cheddar. Are there. Okay, I can't find any color changes. I don't think anyone cared enough.
This is really funny.
Like, yeah, no, I. They do. Yeah, exactly. They don't have, like, they did update it, like, saying, like, oh,
maybe it was so long ago.
It was, like, I'm afraid to open it. I don't know what's going to come out. I don't think my mom would allow me.
Is it, like, squished, kind of, like, flat?
No, it's actually, like, it's complete, like, it's, like, same Baby Bell shape.
Watch it be in perfect condition.
Was it just, like, behind? Oh, so it wasn't, like, it was, like, behind the drawer.
Okay,
I see what you're saying.
Well, not behind, because it kind of, like, slid into the gap between, like, the drawer.
Oh, when the gap was big enough that it didn't get squished, she didn't notice it, because it wasn't impeding.
I think everyone was too lazy to get it. I think everyone was just like, we'll get it at some point.
Later. 20
years later.
Like, yeah.
This is somebody else's
Baby
Bell.
And it's out of stock.
It's someone else's Baby Bell.
Sell it on eBay.
So, did you just throw it out, or is it still there?
It's still there.
Oh, no.
And I don't know when it's coming out.
You should send us a picture of it later.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It might show up and nothing's there.
Oh my God.
Like, not.
That would be spooky.
It was
like
evicted.
That.
It's like Arthur's snowball. Dad, who took my Baby Bell?
What?
Like Arthur's snowball?
Oh, yeah.
When he lost it.
I
have
not thought about that in a long time.
Wow. That was a Arthur's saga. Snowball.
You know, every so day when in you're the, walking down the
you know,
street,
Arthur, everyone, like the show?
Yeah.
So he had.
Point of view.
Oh my gosh. So there was one episode where I guess he had a snowball and he like put it in the fridge or like in the freezer or something, and then it like went missing, and like it's supposedly like either that like DW took it or it got melted, or like there's even like this ending scene where like aliens take it, like it
Area
became
51.
Yeah,
it became like a running gag on the show that like he has this snowball and like doesn't know what happened to it. It was in the fridge, so that's.
It probably just melted.
Yeah, but it
or
became.
Did it roll out?
Or maybe it's stuck under the fridge.
The whole time.
Maybe it's inside the Baby Bell.
Stop!
It made its way into our universe.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Through the Baby Bell.
Mm-hmm. And it's just sitting there. Watch, yeah, I do wonder if it's fine, because, like, things get encased in wax and stuff for, like, cheese. Aging purposes all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
Was the fridge ever unplugged for a significant amount of time?
That's a good question. I actually don't know the answer to that.
Because if it was, fair. Then your cheese would become more questionable.
Yeah, you're asking the right question.
This cheese is already so questionable.
We've hit that point.
I don't think I as Dr. Tolstoy D&D say that you should not eat my Baby Bell cheese.
I don't think. I mean, cheese is aged, but, like, I still don't think.
Not too much, you know?
Yeah. I think it's aged in a different way than being
right. So it's not. It's not aged the way this baby bell has aged.
This baby bell.
So is it an adult bell now?
Well. It's not taking care of itself.
You know what, though? They are called mini baby bells, the ones that are just like single serving little round cheeses, which implies the existence of a larger non-mini baby bell.
Like adult
the
size bell.
Or just a bell. Bell. But the thing is, I looked on...
Man bells.
I looked online for it once. I don't think they exist.
False advertising.
So, well, maybe, like, yeah, why is it online. Even called mini? Did they used to have a big one? I don't know what the deal is.
I think it's more, like, because it's small in general. They're like mini cheese wheels. Maybe, yeah. Maybe a just baby bell is just a cheese wheel.
Yeah. Maybe that's just what they're referencing. I still wish they sold bigger ones, because, like...
Wouldn't it be a cheese sphere? Aren't they spherical? Are they?
No.
I've never
no.
Heard. Okay, never mind.
They're like wheels.
They're like little wheels.
That's how they can fit. Under
makes sense.
Yeah,
you know, giant like five.
Right.
Five
if they sold a giant like normal sized wheel of Baby Bell cheese, I would buy that because Baby Bell cheese is so good.
I love how we spent 15 minutes talking about
Baby Bell
cheese. We're bonding over cheese, guys.
Look.
Oh, wow. Cheese.
Elementary school over again.
Well, look, I'm gonna like.
Yes.
I am like afraid of the structural integrity of a large baby bell because they're kind of spongy,
oh, but they're not. They're firm
they
though. If you keep them cold,
yeah, we can try one at my house.
Yeah. If you keep them cold, they're quite firm. But if you let them sit out, that's when they start to sweat a little.
I don't like the idea of sweating.
It's what it's called. It's not my term.
On that 100-degree day, I was with Connor, and we had some. There was some cheese outside,
oh no.
And we just kind of watched
no.
it over the course of
watched
the
day. Watched it sweat.
No. And we were like, "Should we clean that up?" And he goes, "No, just leave it."
I puke. I hate that stuff. I hate condensation.
Yeah.
Even the word sounds disgusting to me. I like everything being so dry.
My least favorite is when like something gets really something has condensation, but instead of like letting it drip, someone just like puts a paper towel on it and holds onto it while it's wet.
What are you talking about? That's like the only solution to chaos in
but,
this
like,
world.
But like then you're just touching a wet paper towel.
No, you're not. No, the paper towel's like your one little bit of sanity and keeping you from like.
But it's wet. I don't know. I guess I just hate like moist
security
paper towels.
Blanket?
As long as you have enough of a paper towel, like, layer between you and destruction.
But, like, when there's so much
that's
condensation
true.
That when you put the paper towel on it, the paper towel is instantly
wet. That's just wet.
About?
Like a cup.
Then let's just get a styrofoam cup.
Like a Dunkin' cup.
For
like an iced
15 extra cents at Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
Stop.
Just put the drink in it. Your sponsorship.
Yeah, you don't even work there anymore. You don't even go here.
I actually had a dream that I went back though. So maybe it's a sign.
That doesn't
stay tuned.
That doesn't reinstate your employment.
Are you sure?
Prophecy. Prophetic dreams.
Dr. Duncan says.
DC Dr. Duncan
says you are not employed.
No, but like. No, condensation's the worst. And when things get foggy, like.
Oh, Rose, how do you feel about condensed milk?
I don't know why it exists.
What
I just put it
what
in my
is it?
Because we ran out of regular.
Actually, yeah, six. I'll retcon that. I'll say like there are times at which like condensed milk can be good, but it does make me anxious. And like it's like
wait. I know like what it is and like what it looks like and like the texture. And I know there's like sweetened condensed milk, but like what is it?
Like is it just heated milk? Like it's evaporated milk, so it's just condensed.
I thought evaporated milk was like the milk powder.
No, it's the same thing. Because you have to evaporate the milk to get part of the liquid out, so that makes
true.
It condensed.
I never got it either. I just wanted to stay away from it.
But then there's like the powdered milk that you use in cooking.
It's just powdered milk.
Oh. How do they get powdered milk? How do they powder
it? You heat it up
super
hot. That's
a conversation
hot.
For another day.
I don't think you heat it up super hot. Don't you dehydrate cheese. It?
Yeah, wouldn't heating it up just make it curdle? Which also makes me concerned. Okay. I don't like the idea of
there's
hot
a way
milk.
You can heat up milk so it doesn't curdle. That's why a lot of, like, French cream sauces is just, like, a way you slowly, like, cook the milk. And you can't. It's like a weird thing where you don't want it to be too cold, you don't want it to be too hot, because if it's too hot, it will curdle, and you can break the sauce. And most sauces do break. If it's too hot outside, you're probably screwed. But it's called a
down.
What?
Do they break it down?
Shut it down. Burn the room.
Yeah, I don't know how they make.
Does anyone want to volunteer for a PSA?
I'll see if I can do it this time.
Yeah, go for it. Here you go. As you look through. But like, no, I was in New York with a friend, and she learned of all of my food eccentricities, like my hatred of fruit.
I love your food eccentricities.
Like, most dairy products, get out of here.
Like, how about melted cheese?
Melted cheese, I love. Okay, well,
the sweating cheese.
What?
In particular, sweating cheese.
Sweating cheese, disgusting.
Okay.
Like, melted cheese is fine. American cheese, I now have a complex relationship
How
with.
How do you feel about processed cheese?
American cheese, I like it at Dunkin' Donuts sandwiches, but there was a period where I was trying to eat it with my bagel at work, and then I started gagging on it, so I was like, okay, well, I can't eat this anymore. That's an end to that. It was like American Craft singles.
When I was a kid, I would get American cheese, like, from the deli.
Yeah.
And the way that the cheese is so crisp, I remember you can take the slice and fold it in half, but it'll break in an even line. So I would just, like, keep folding the slice of cheese.
Oh my God.
Until I had, like, a little stack of little mini American cheese slices, and I would eat them one by one.
I love that information.
That's actually very
Thank
good.
Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. You have a better fortitude than I do.
Aww.
My constitution saving throw is probably, like, -3.
That was a great statement.
I mean, yeah. it would eat them all at once. Like, it was just one, but it was, like, just one or two slices of cheese.
But that's
it would
be awesome.
Like, I would see how tiny it could make them.
Dude, that's so good. I like... yogurt, disgusting.
What? Like, I really like thick yogurt. When yogurt's really thin, it makes me nervous.
So should I bring my Greek yogurt? Because I have a bunch.
To a picnic. Are you the opposite?
Not to a picnic.
Definitely. No.
What?
I have a cool
one. Oh, they're so gross. They have that taste. And like, or straight up milk? Why? Why would you do that to yourself?
Did you not have to drink milk when you were little?
Okay, so here's what happened.
Obviously when you're an infant, but like, when you were a kid.
Actually, I resisted that at the moment, too. Like, I guess I was really uncooperative with that.
Oh, just like Roger.
Like, relate.
Like dog.
So, the thing is, I used to try to, like, drink milk, but then, like, so I got a thermos. Mm-hmm. And then the thing is, I kept forgetting to wash it out.
Oh no! So, with milk.
And then I had to wash. And then I had to wash it out myself.
Oh,
and
no.
Then I was like, no. Over time, I just thought it tasted like chalky, and I didn't like it.
I think there's a cup on my porch that had milk in it that I never brought inside.
No.
Like, how old are we talking? That.
Like, probably a year at this point.
I thought you must have just printed
the baby
bell
this morning.
Is that me?
God. Disgusting.
I give this reaction and I talk about my, like, abandoned baby bell.
They're all just
our
like,
fridge.
Ooh, intriguing. Let's open,
like,
it.
Let's also share something gross that we've done.
We're all like, no.
Let's see. Yeah, fruit full stop. Just, why would you do that? Also, side note, putting, like, mango in your salsa, like, why would you ruin, like, perfectly good salsa with, like,
or mango? Oh, yeah, that, I don't like that.
Right?
I really hate...
it's, like, I think it's a Mexican thing, because I went somewhere in Maine.
People put, they, like, will cut up mangoes and put, like, the spicy stuff on the mango or on the corn.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called.
Wait, no, I was in Kentucky. Okay.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion, but I absolutely hate avocados.
Oh, they're disgusting. Yeah, I agree with
you.
Hell
no, I don't think
we're all just like, okay, I think
I don't like their texture. They're just too goopy.
Although avocados either. Can mess up really badly.
Yeah, like, true.
Yep. I saw this meme. It was like the avocado whispers, "I'm ripe at like 2 a.m." <Yeah. laughs> So that's fair. Yeah, they're only really good sometimes.
I only will eat it if it's in sushi.
I won't even do that anymore.
How do you guys feel about cream cheese and sushi?
Yum.
No.
I really like it. Actually.
No. My mom hates it.
I mean, I'm really that's like an affront to humanity.
Dairy is like my number one favorite. So I'm a little biased because of how much
I
like dairy.
With my mom on this one, Rose, because I took her to Nigia for the first time.
Yeah.
And like, she just thought that everything looked good. So I'm like, okay, let's order this. Let's order this. And they came in like a
six.
Yeah, six. And so we had like 18 sushi with cream cheese in it. And she's like, "Oh, I don't like the cream cheese." And so I had to eat it all.
No. Did you get a Philadelphia roll?
Yeah, I think we did.
I like that.
I'm like, yeah, Philadelphia roll. Like, that's pretty standard. Like, she'll like that.
Nope.
No. Is it Philadelphia? There's like, not the Alaska one, but they do like smoked salmon, cream cheese, and avocado. And
yeah.
Really
yeah,
good.
I had that one. That was really good. We actually had to end up sneaking some out.
You did.
You know how they make you charge.
Yeah.
Ooh, dude, that's rough.
I always have to tell my friends that I don't eat avocado because they'll just be like,
"Oh, free shavacadoo."
They'll like order it. And I'm like, I'm not gonna eat it. So if it's on you, if you figure you out, you can't. Like,
we should get sushi
or mayo
sometime.
Too.
This is making
guys.
Me really
we should
want
go
sushi.
To what's it called? Shanghai Moon near my house. Have you gone there, Rose?
I haven't been there.
It's so good. I went with my dad the other day. It was like my mind was blown, like how good it was. Like it was better than Nijiya Sushi.
What?
And that's like my favorite place. I was like, wow.
That's really good.
Oh wait, funky sauce, play your PSA.
All right. Numbers to do I have to like start with anything specific?
I mean, it's a PSA. Just read the
thing. It's a PSA. All right. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That's a PSA, all right. Nice. Also a reminder, you're nice, listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Surprising enough, we're in the last 3.5 minutes of the show.
We talk a lot.
But it's very good. Thank you guys for coming.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
It's always a good time here.
I'm glad. We also got educated on the medical marijuana, which is now actually technically legal for both recreational and non-recreational use in the Massachusetts state. But not federally. Federally, it's still not legal.
Hmm.
Remember that if you have to take a federal, if you have to take a drug test for your job, they still can fire you if they have marijuana in your system because it's a federal offense still. Mm. So,
thanks, Dr. Tolstoy.
Yeah.
D&D.
Skylar Kithborn, good Kith to you all. Good Kith. We can play out with some music.
Yeah.
I think I see someone in the pacing around in the hallway.
Are
so
sure?
Make sure keep the thing transition smooth. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, wonderful evening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
everything, oh, you better go home. I'm unbelievable, yeah, I'm undefeatable, yeah, let's ruin.